Lead us not into temptation. We've put forth the premise that the only temptation that God is concerned with is leading us into ourselves. Because everything else has been dealt with. Everything else was declared worthless, unsavable, unredeemable. It's not going to get any better. Understand that? And so when he said, what's from God's standpoint, what's the absolute worst thing that can happen to you?
From God's standpoint?
Yeah.
Go inward.
Do you understand that most of you live in the absolute worst thing that can, from God's standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that? I mean, do you believe that the worst thing that you can do from the perspective of God is to go inward? Well, because you're massaging dead flesh. You're trying to resurrect something that has been destroyed by your own works. And all you do is you give all the land back to the enemy, right? You make the cross of none effect. So, what is the absolute worst thing you can do from God's perspective? Go inward. Huh? All right, go to Luke 22. This is just before he died. Jesus said to his disciples in verse 28, "You are they which have continued with me in my temptation, my testing." Right? Is that what it says? "You are they which have continued with me in my testing, in my temptation." Now, what was the temptation of Christ? Same thing. Except the difference was that Christ didn't go inward. He continually walked in the state of abandonment of himself. So he never was a debtor to the flesh. He never gave breath to the conscious mind. He always walked in that moment of abandonment of self. Does that communicate to any of you? Do you really believe that? Okay, go to James chapter 1. It's right after Hebrews. Before just 1 John and 1 Peter. Before Revelation. Anybody got it? James. James chapter 1. Everybody find it? Verse 12. "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it has finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." What?
That's a good little picture. The process.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the process by which you think. You're drawn away by an idea, wanting more than you have. You're drawn away by the same thing that drew away Eve in the garden.
Tempting is a lot different. Tested, right?
It's the same word. Thlispis. Thlispis. Can everybody say thlispis? Temptation, Lord. Testing, prove are all the word thlispis. Tribulation are all the word thlispis. Not anymore. That's gone. It's gone forever. You're never been to be tested again. Not by anything you do. You're tested when you leave the moment. The only test is to continue with him in his temptation, which is to never go inward. That's the singular test on the face of the earth. God's not trying to show you anything. He's not trying to reveal anything to you. He's not trying to make you better. He's not trying to make you happy. He's not trying to make you nothing. Except conform to the image of his Son, and that can only be done by the renewing of your mind, and that can only be done by abandonment of yourself. Anybody doubt that?
What was his last temptation?
Well, it was his whole life, yeah, but the last temptation was of Christ was to take himself down, to call down 10,000 angels to take himself, to take himself off the cross.
I mean, you know, he passed the test. I mean, that's the important thing I think about when I'm dealing with this, is that he was able to not go inward. So because of that, that's the only hope I have.
Yeah, but you missed the point in James. Verse 15. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You can't finesse this. Life comes only out of death. If you still have credence, if you still give credence to this process, then I can't teach you how to shortchange it. If you still are worshiping your thought process, then you don't know it bringeth forth death yet, even though every plan, every idea you've ever had brought forth death. Nobody in the face of the earth can tell you to abandon yourself. I mean, you can say it all night, but it's not going to mean anything. Until you know that anything else is death. And you've already done that. You've played that frequency. Lust, when it has conceived, bringeth forth death. Every man that is enticed is drawn away. Every man, when he's tested, is tested of his own lust when he's drawn away. From what? Drawn away from the moment of abandonment. Everybody understand? Lead us not into temptation. Lead us not inward. When there's a thought that's conceived, and then the conception of that thought has bringeth forth the lust, then the lust bringeth forth all those alleged goodies, and it all brings forth death.